Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your God, people Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for the purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it's written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, Lord, now let your servants go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword of peace, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. So, Jesus consecrated in the temple, and Zachariah also blessed him. He told his mother that she will suffer. Thank the Lord that we have this grace to accompany Jesus all our way of our life, no matter suffering or joyful periods. Jesus is always by our side. He never abandoned us. He is always with us. We thank the Lord that we are called to follow him. We know that for sometimes we do not really live up to our call. But it's most important to start again. The past never come back. Jesus, give us the grace that we can love you in all our labors. Give us the grace to bless those people who does not bless us or who hurt us. We know that only you is our all. We thank you for giving us this courage to always let you to forgive those against us and embrace those who are really against us. Thank you, Lord. Give us this special grace that we can follow you, let you love, love, and love.